present Clement Freud, Peter Jones, Sheila Hancock, and Graham Garden in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And as usual, I'm going to ask our four panelists to talk, if they can, on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. Sheila Hancock, will you begin? The subject is puppets. Would you talk about them for 60 seconds, if you can, starting now?
The art of puppetry is very, very... I was just about to say very, very, I'm out of my mind.
Clement, you challenge.
Yes, repetition.
There are 55 seconds for puppets starting now.
The way to write a puppet play is to get a number of characters and have them say funny things. Nicholas Parsons, at the moment, is always good for a laugh. I read in a paper recently, I suppose... must be true.
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I'm 40 seconds, Sheila, on puppets starting now.
I happen to be particularly interested in puppets because my sister is a puppeteer by profession. She is a variety artist and she does an act with her husband consisting of very beautiful puppets and other things as well, if you like to be that way inclined in your thought.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Well, she's strayed from the point because she says other things as well.
No, I'm into stilts. Stilts. She does them on stilts.
Well, that's nothing to do with puppets.
Even if you were going to say that, it didn't sound like it, and so I must agree with Peter's challenge because he came in before you established that, and he... Peter has 21 seconds now with a point for a correct challenge, and he takes up...
Frankly, I don't like puppets because I see them as a threat to live performers. They have a number of advantages. They don't have to be fed. They can be transported from one place to another in a small suitcase. They don't have to have a motor car or train. And, of course, they are particularly easy.
Sheila Hancock has challenged.
They do have to have a motor car or train if you're taking them a long journey. You couldn't carry your suitcase, as my sister does, from Paris down to Marseille.
They don't have
She's got her stilts, hasn't she?
I think, Sheila, that Peter established that they don't have their own personal motor car. They go with somebody in a suitcase. And he has 5 seconds still to carry on puppets starting now.
You can send a puppet by post, and not even Kenneth Williams can do that.
I'm sorry, I just shook with laughter and my finger went on the thing. Sorry.
Your finger went on your thing and shook with laughter?
Well, that's a foul, isn't it, really?
It's still
that's interfering on the bend or something.
As you were interrupted, it was a non-challenge. You get a point for that. And there are 2 seconds left on puppets, Peter, starting now.
I don't like them at all.
At the end of that round, Peter speaking, Jones went speaking when the whistle went, gained the extra point. He gained some in the round, and he's now taken a strong lead at the end of the round. Graham Garden, your turn to begin, and the subject is how I improved my memory. So can you talk about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
You will all probably benefit if I take some time out now to explain to you exactly how I improved my memory. It was a few years ago now, I can't exactly recall how many, but I was advised by a friend of mine whose name escapes me for the moment to go and see a man who you have all probably heard of and needs no introduction and is not going to get any. I did visit him on some occasion or other, and he certainly improved my memory, or so I'm told. On the following day, I was asked by a friend if I had been to see this gentleman to improve my memory, and I told him who.
Sheila, you've challenged.
He has repeated friend and gentleman, hasn't he?
Oh, yes, I'm afraid.
I can't remember. Yes.
The other panellists' memories were failing them as they were enjoying Graham's story, but Sheila came in with a correct challenge, and there are 18 seconds left, Sheila, for you to tell us how I improved my memory starting now.
I feel a bit dishonest talking on this subject because I have the most appalling memory, but I did once make an effort and I studied Pelmanism, which is a means of associating words and ideas with something else. For instance, if you meet somebody and their name is Mr. Goodright, you look at him... Now, you'll never know.
As I say, do tell us, how do we associate Mr. Goodright? What with?
Well, you look at him and you think, he looks nice and good, so you think of good, and
much
he'd
says
be
he looks
the right
rotten.
Man for me, Goodright, next time you see him, you see.
I thought it'd be much easier to look at him and say he looks rotten, and it'd be a much easier way to remember.
Well, you'd call him Mr. Rottenright when you saw him.
Well, it depends how your mind works, I suppose. That Sheila Hancock got the point for speaking when the whistle went, and she's now in second place behind Peter Jones. And Clement, your turn to begin on the subject insurance, starting now.
Insurance is a system whereby you pay money to recompense you should something ugly happen.
Graham Garden, Charlie.
A repetition of hesitations.
A very good challenge. I can't give you 2 points, but just one, and 50 seconds for talk to us about insurance starting now.
Not long ago, a man came round to my house and knocked on the door and introduced himself as a representative of the You'll Be Lucky Insurance Company Limited. I was immediately impressed by his honest good looks and invited him in. As he entered the door, he accidentally pushed his elbow through the window, knocking the 3 milk bottles, which were on the windowsill, onto the ground outside, where they smashed in a great sea of broken glass. Tripping over a flower pot, he stumbled into the cooker, which was on at the time, knocking a frying pan and a small pot of courgette aux fines herbes.
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of pot.
Yeah, a bit too many pots, I'm afraid. It was it's a very potty story, in fact. Insurance is back with you, Clement, and there are 14 seconds left, starting now.
The interesting thing about insurance is that it's only things that might happen, as opposed to assurance, which applies to death, which obviously will. And that is something which you really shouldn't...
Peter Jones actually challenged a half second before the whistle. Peter, what was your challenge?
Well, just hesitation. He sort of hesitated several times, 2 or 3 small hesitations,
which I thought were wearing.
No, I'm inclined to agree with you, Nicholas. I don't think he did either. Just a trick of the light, I think it was, really.
Clement has an extra point, then. Where are we? With Peter Jones. Oh, at the end of that round, yes, Sheila in second place, 1 point behind Peter Jones, and Clement Freud in the lead. And Peter Jones, your turn to begin. And the subject, the original Iron Bridge. Will you tell us something about it, if you can, in 60 seconds, starting now?
Yes, well, I actually went there last summer. It's a marvellous museum dedicated to the Industrial Revolution in Shropshire, where I actually was born. And I visited it with my children, took them all over this cast iron building, and the bridge itself was spanning the river near Iron Bridge. The town is called after it, and there was an exhibition.
She did a challenge.
Well, he is hesitating, but I don't want the subject at all.
You've got it, my dear. You've challenged, and you've got a correct challenge. He certainly was hesitating, and you have got the original Iron Bridge and 35 seconds on which to talk about it, starting now.
Well, there's this bridge with bits of iron sticking up, and most of it is made...
No, I'm not going to have her speak in a derogatory manner about this magnificent monument to the ingenuity of the Victorian era.
I'm talking about an original iron bridge in Gloucestershire that's quite different from any other iron
this
bridge.
This is the original.
That is the subject on the card. The
original iron bridge.
The original.
Has it got a the on it?
Yes, subject? There is the original iron bridge.
Sure this one was before his.
No, I'm afraid. Peter has a correct challenge. So, Peter, you have 29 seconds on the original iron bridge, starting now.
And in the adjacent museum, there are marvellous exhibits of iron door knockers, ploughs, and agricultural implements.
Graham Garden, you've challenged.
Yeah, I think that's deviation. Door knockers aren't bridges. However adjacent.
Yes, I quite agree. In the adjacent museum, he'd gone on to door knockers, and it was the original iron bridge we wanted to hear about. So they weren't made out of the iron bridge. So Graham has a challenge, and there are 22 seconds for the original iron bridge, starting now.
The original Iron Bridge is, of course, very old indeed and can be traced back almost to the very dawn of dentistry itself. Primitive Stone Age man had to put up with these appalling stone bridges in his mouth whenever...
Clement Freud, a challenge.
Repetition of stone.
Clement, you have...
Stone Age is one word.
No. Actually,
Stone Age is one word. That's worthy of one of us.
5 seconds, Clement, on the original Iron Bridge, starting now.
When I was taken to see a picture of the original Iron Bridge, I was shown a negative.
The end of that round, Clement Freud was speaking when the whistle went, gained the extra point and has now taken the lead. Sheila Hancock, your turn to begin, and the subject is patronage. Would you talk about that for 60 seconds, if you can, starting now?
This is something upon which the arts has leaned very heavily for many centuries. In the early days, dukes and people of great wealth would commission artists and even writers to do some work for them, which they would then treasure as their own. And indeed, some of our stately homes have the result of these patronages to show to us, the public, nowadays. The arts generally nowadays is subsidized...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of nowadays.
And yes, and the arts. Right, Clement, there are 30 seconds left for patronage, with you starting now.
I suppose the most amazing example of patronage is a small man who lives in Hounslow, who put up his money in order that Nicholas Parsons can get onto radio and television. But for him, this man would never have been heard of by anyone. But in Acton, Ealing, Hampstead and Haverstock Hill, there are patrons of a very high...
Graham challenged.
That's repetition. Haverstock Hill is in Hampstead.
I think that's a very clever challenge. Very clever. So we give Graham a point for that. And 2 seconds on patronage, Graham, starting now.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
I'm afraid the one... So, Clement, there is 1 second left on patronage, starting now.
Hillside.
Graham challenge. I'm sorry. Graham Garden challenged you before you started. Graham, what was your challenge?
Hesitate.
Of course there was. That's another point, and there's 1/2 a second left for patronage, Graham, starting now.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Graham, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is My Secret Vice. Would you... He's obviously in the audience from his laughter. Would you talk about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
My secret vice is something that not very many people know about, but occasionally when friends come round for an evening and they sit in the dining room and admire the chest of drawers, I have to admit that I did make it myself. Where did you assemble this magnificent piece of furniture? They inquire. Come with me, I say, and take them down to the bottom of the garden, where there is a little workshop where I keep a secret saw, a secret hammer and nail, and...
Sorry.
But no, you challenged. Yes. All right. Repetition of the word secret. Yes, and it's on the card. You're allowed to repeat the words on the card. My secret vice. So, it was a wrong challenge, and... Clement Freud doesn't want the listeners to know that it was
no,
he...
No, I didn't want to stop his very enjoyable account.
Well, you
secret.
Did!
For which I apologize.
There are 34 seconds, Graham, for you to talk about my secret vice, starting now.
And my secret vice, which I use for holding together 2 secret pieces of wood while I am putting together amazing works.
Clement, who's challenged?
Repetition of together.
Yes. Clement, you have a correct challenge, a point, and 26 seconds on my secret vice, starting now.
My secret vice is pressing the buzzer in just a minute. And the reason why I call it a secret vice is because nobody takes any notice, and for all the good it does.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Absolute rubbish. Of course they do. Everybody hears it. It
yes,
can't. It's not
hears
secret
it, and
at
I
all.
Take note of every challenge he makes.
Quite.
Absolutely. Very good challenge, Peter. You have 16 seconds.
Wait a minute. How long have I got?
16 and a half seconds.
Right. Well, listeners, if you'd like to send your photographs to me in a small envelope with photograph.
Sheila has challenged.
Repetition of photographs.
Yes, Sheila has the subject and 10 seconds left for my secret vice, starting now.
Well, I'm damned if I'm going to tell you, because if I do, it'll no longer be a secret, and I enjoy it very much, and I'm not going to impart it to hundreds of thousands of people that are listening into this programme.
we hope.
If Sheila had more than 10 seconds to go, she'd have been challenged for not telling us her secret. Peter Jones, we're now with you again, and the subject is, oh, a lovely one, the difficulties I experience in this show. Peter, 60 seconds and you start now.
Yes, well, of course, there are many and numerous. And I'm sure...
We can't have all those errs, can we? They are many and numerous and...
I'll give him a chance to get started.
I was just illustrating some of the difficulties that I have. I'm entitled to try and communicate with you.
Yes, but I do think you did definitely...
I did what?
You erred in more senses than one.
Oh, yeah.
And
Sheila has a correct challenge in 56 seconds for the difficulties I experience in this show starting now.
The difficulties I experience on this show are numerous. They are not to hesitate or repeat myself or deviate from the subject. And believe you me, if you try it for one whole minute, it is well nigh impossible, as I prove week after the same length of days. It is an appalling task to keep your mind concentrated and to talk arrant rubbish, which is particularly what you have to do.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation, I thought.
I think she was getting close to it. I think your hesitation was equal to hers, and so, in justice, you get it back again with 24 seconds left. The difficulties I experience in the show, Peter, starting now.
One of my problems is that I'm fascinated by many of the things that the other people are telling us, and I don't want to stop them, because very often one learns things that one wouldn't otherwise pick up.
Sheila Hancock has
challenged. An awful lot of ones.
Yes, there were, I'm afraid, Peter.
Is he so mean about my hesitation? I'll snap in on his ones.
Is this a private game, or can anyone join in?
If you have the skill, Clement, you join in. There are 8 seconds left for the difficulties... 8 seconds left for the difficulties I experience in this show, starting now.
Also, keeping my temper with Clement Freud is a bit of a... I was actually going to...
Graham Gardner's challenge.
It wasn't a challenge, it was censorship.
So you challenge the silence, which we interpret as hesitation, yeah, and give 4 seconds to you for difficulties I experience in this show, Graham, starting now.
This is the second time that I've appeared on this programme, and I must say the difficulty is...
But in spite of it being the second time that Graham's appeared, he's got a lot of points. He's only 2 points behind our leader, who is still Clement Freud. Sheila Hancock, your turn to begin, and the subject is the limelight. Will you tell us something about that? Because we know you know a great deal about it, starting now.
The limelight is the word used to describe the spotlight in a theatre. In other words, when you look at the stage and you see some actor standing in a marvellous circle of white light, then you know that he has the lime focused on him. Nowadays, we don't use them so often. They're rather old hat. But in the past, leading actors were followed around by limelights.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of actors.
Yes, I'm afraid there was. And Clement has a correct challenge in 30 seconds for the limelight, starting now.
I suppose I first got into the limelight when I was arrested for putting marshmallow into a coin box. And the police who came made a cause célèbre of this mistake, because in fact I thought it was chewing gum. And the telephone booth, which had only just been opened in a touching ceremony conducted by the Minister of State for the Environment, wrote a very charming letter to the magistrates explaining that the severe stress...
Lovely load of old codswabbles. But he gave him, no one challenged him, and he gave him more points, including the one for speaking when the whistle went. Graham Garden, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is my favourite book. Will you tell us something about that in 60 seconds, starting now?
Probably my favourite book is a volume that sits on a shelf at home, and it's called The Raymond Chandler Omnibus, and contains all the very best stories by that master of American detective fiction. It has The Lady in the Lake, The High Window, The Big Sleep, The Little Sister, Playback, his last unfinished novel, and everything that he wrote. I also enjoy his short stories, but of course they're not contained in my favourite book, which I am now describing desperately. Another thing about the Raymond Chandler omnibus, which is...
Clement Broiler's challenge.
I'm sorry, because I'm a great fan of Raymond Chandler's, but he has been mentioned before.
Yes. Part two.
There's repetition.
Part two.
Part two. And we're into the second half of the 60 seconds, and there are only 23 left, but Clement had a correct challenge, and he now has my favourite book starting now.
My favourite book at the moment is that trendy magenta-coloured volume, E to K of the London Telephone Directory. And on page 1361 is the name Freud, which in this current edition is given billing on the top of the page. It's a very rare thing, but from year to occasional 12...
Now at last you are in the limelight, Clement. And you have more points, and you've increased your lead at the end of that round. And Peter Jones, it's your turn to begin, and the subject is irresponsibility. Can you talk about irresponsibility in 60 seconds, starting now?
It's quite a long word, really, for me to be given. I'm not often trusted with any subject of this kind. But it is, nevertheless, a subject which concerns me very deeply, as I think all right-thinking people would agree, that nowadays there is very little sense of personal responsibility in the everyday life of this nation, which once held its head so proudly in the courts of the world. Now, let us... Sheila, you're trying to sabotage me.
Hesitation.
Peter Jones gets a point for being nobbled because Sheila Hancock sang and then buzzed for hesitation. And he can keep the subject, and there are 25 seconds on irresponsibility, Peter, starting now.
So, let us all try and brace ourselves and look to the future with renewed vigour. If we can examine those marvellous events and the deeds of our great men in the past, and try and bring all that experience and vitality that we have gained over the centuries all over the civilized world, then I think there is a very real...
Sheila.
I've got to stop him. It's so embarrassing. He repeated over.
Did he? I wasn't listening.
I don't blame you.
There you are, you see, you're not listening.
You'll hear when you hear the program back. But it was...
You think I'm going to listen to this rubbish? You must be mad.
Oh, dear. You might go a bit red if you do. After that little outburst.
Yes, well, all right. Sheila, you have a point for a correct challenge for over, and there's only about half a second left on irresponsibility starting now.
Irresponsibility.
Well... I've got to do my responsible job now and tell you we have no more time to play Just a Minute and tell you what the final score is at the end of the show. Peter Jones came in fourth place, but he scored quite a lot of points. He was only two behind Graham Garden, who, coming back after his previous triumphs, did very well, got a lot of points. He was only 1 point behind Sheila Hancock, who's 5 points behind this week's winner, who once again was Clement Freud. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Lloyd.